Welcome, welcome everyone. Lovely to see you. So we will have a short guided meditation followed by whatever questions you may have. So for now, just sit comfortably. Relax your body, mind. Welcome your experience, whichever way it's appearing to you. There's nothing that you need to do. Simply be without knowing what that is. Allow being to be. No effort is needed. You are this invisible, formless, aware presence. Which hears these words magically. Like the wide open sky, thoughts appear, bodily sensations appear. All is well. There is nothing you need to do. In being and as being, which is your experience. There is no separation. You do not exist as a separate entity. There is no division within your being, within you. Like the flow of a stream, there may be various wavelets, bubbles, a certain movement within the flow. But the stream is one stream. Moving within itself. Playing. There is no division within the stream. Similarly, there is no division within your being. Everything appears to you, you being this invisible wholeness, this invisible totality. Everything appears within your globality. Your globality is your borderless presence in this moment. In every moment. The reality of your experience is not that which appears on the screen. It is the screen itself. Which is invisible to the mind. And yet, the mind is nothing else but the screen moving within itself. There are no thoughts without consciousness, awareness. There are no perceptions or sensations without you, awareness. Not you, this imaginary entity. Not you, this imaginary character with a history, but you, this transparent, aware presence. The reality which perceives, which knows it is. I know I am. And I know that I know this self-knowingness, which is inherent to you, inherent to consciousness. The person which you imagine and feel yourself to be is simply in movement within awareness, within consciousness. images on the screen, a movie on the screen, you are that which perceives the movie. You are not somebody in the movie. You're not a particular character on the screen. You are the reality of the character and the reality of all characters. The screen is the reality of the movie. The stream is the reality of the wavelets. Although you are this borderless presence, you imagine yourself to be a separate entity, a woman, a man, a person. You experience various thoughts, some of which may be scary and trigger various sensations within the body. You may perceive some terror at times, feeling terror. But this terror is only a section of white water in the river. As the river flows, gently, sometimes it comes upon a different terrain, rocky, descending terrain. The water rushes and splashes against the rocks in many different directions, creating some whirlpools. Noisy, loud sounds. Just an appearance within the river. Part of the flow, there is no issue. The river doesn't try to get rid of the white water. It doesn't argue with the rapids or the waterfalls. Similarly, various sensations may arise within you. Due to the belief and feeling to be a limited mortal self, what is going to happen to me tomorrow? What is going to happen to me after the death of the body? The body mind gets agitated upon hearing these questions. The body mind gets fearful as a result of being identified as a mortal entity. Somebody who is born and is bound to die. Can we lovingly and gently make room for such thoughts and bodily sensations? Knowing that they are part of the river, a temporary passageway, and that we are the river and not the rapids. We are all of it, but we are not any particular wavelets or any particular part of the river. We are the entire river. You are not what you imagine yourself to be. You are not a storyline, a narrative made out of thoughts and images and sensations. Thoughts, images, and sensations appear to you out of the mystery. You are this transparent, formless, and borderless, aware presence, which is and knows it is, which hears these words and knows it is that which perceives, and not something perceived.